We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports. We got hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips. It's good to be guys. I always say it's just tremendous to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The great John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Oh, great.
Hi, John. I'm a little annoyed at you. You want to go?
Well, what did he
say? Me?
Now?
Why?
Oh, I know what you're annoyed at. I know.
Do you?
Didn't he break the story that Brody was interested in Bryce? Is that what you're annoyed about?
I wasn't even annoyed about that, but that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm annoyed at that.
Yeah, let's start there. What are you getting at with that?
Don't mess with us here, John.
I'm sorry. What was my story?
You wrote a story last Wednesday night, about how both New York teams, we know the Yankees.
Well,
the Yankees are on everybody.
Right.
How both New York teams may be in on Bryce Harper. What do you know? What are you suggesting? What are you getting at? And are you teasing us? Go ahead.
Well, I think I just said they haven't completely ruled it out. It doesn't seem like they're at the forefront of things, but you know, there are teams that just have ruled out Machado after his October, shall we say, antics. That's probably a little harsh, but on-field episodes. The Mets were one of those teams that said, you know what, he's not our kind of guy. Nothing to do with your endorsement of him. They appreciated that.
Oh, yeah.
Under advisement.
Oh, I'm sure they really they loved that.
But I think, you know, they're considering anything and everything, and that includes Harper. Does that have a great chance of happening? I have not heard that to this point.
Right.
You know, I think that the Phillies are the favorite for Harper. And, you know, actually on FanQuest today, I've got the 10 teams that are interested in one or both. The Phillies are the only ones, really, you know, who could sign both.
Well, you got the Mets 30?
I got the Mets. I got 10 teams, and they're, you know, in the middle to the back of that pack.
Like
but,
10.
You know, at the top of that pack are the teams that are pretty likely. You know, I think the Phillies are going to sign one at least, so that only leaves one. So it's a short list. It's not a long list. But one-third of the teams are on that list. You know, obviously the Nats, the Yankees, the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are involved. And the bottom of the list are the teams that, you know, haven't ruled it out, or we've heard speculation like the Cubs and the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Mets.
Hmm.
But I'm not ruling it out. I will update you guys first if I hear anything further, though.
Yeah. See, this stuff bothers me, though, because I don't want to be played with as a Met fan. If you're going to sign Bryce Harper, sign him. Don't give us the nonsense.
Well, that's my fault. They didn't.
Well, don't
that.
Give
they're
us the
encouraging.
Nonsense.
They're not encouraging me.
Yeah, you because know, you know what? This would be typical Mets. They'll give him an offer. They know he's not taken. They know there's no way he's going to take the offer. And they're going to say, oh, look, we tried, which is nonsense.
Yeah. Well, you know, we said that before all their signings, and they did sign Beltran. They did sign.
That was a long time ago. It was also
John,
PBM, pre-Bernie Madoff.
John, I was young then, John.
Piazza.
Pre-Bernie Madoff.
That was 20 years ago, John.
Tom Seaver.
Pre-Tom
Seaver.
You weren't even born yet.
I was, too. I'm around longer than the Mets, and so is Joe.
Well, I'm around. I've seen the whole thing.
Are the Yankees more interested in Bryce or Manny?
I think that's an excellent question. If you talk to Yankee people, they'll tell you they're more interested in Manny, and positionally, he does fit better, particularly now with Didi out for the first half of the year, at least, with the Tommy John. So I'm going to, you know, take them at their word for the most part. Other teams think the Yankees have a good chance to get Harper because he's left-handed and they could use him at first, or they could put him in left and make Giancarlo the DH. So it's not inconceivable, but if you talk to anybody with the Yankees, they're telling you no. Of course, you know, they acted like they weren't interested in Teixeira in 2009, and we know what happened there. So, you know, things change. Let's say Manny signs with somebody else, although I actually think the Phillies are more interested in Harper than in Manny. So, you know, I think the Phillies have the most money to spend, or at least most willing to spend money. And, you know, I do think that Harper is most likely to wind up with the Phillies.
All right. Well, what about this Robbie Cano situation with Seattle, the possibility of him coming to one of the New York teams? I mean, what about that?
Yeah, the reason I think that has an excellent chance of happening is, as a rival told me of Jerry DePoto, the GM of Seattle, once Jerry gets going, he doesn't stop. He just keeps going. And I'm not opposed to that in terms of, if you're going to rebuild, you might as well go all the way. And they're not going to win. They've already traded Paxton. You know, they basically ensured that they'll go 20 seasons without being in the playoffs, which is really miraculous for a team that's over 500 quite a lot. But I do think he will be traded. He has a full no trade. We know he loves New York, so he's driving the bus. Seattle is not in great position because of the full no trade. They have two teams as possibilities where he could potentially fit. Of course, if the Yankees sign Machado, the Yankees may not fit. Maybe the Mets are kind of waiting that out, and then they'll be the only team. But Brody was his agent and did get that contract of $240 million for Seattle. So, I mean, he's obviously stuck with the Cespedes contract. Now he may end up, I don't want to say stuck with the Cano contract, but, you know, because if they make a deal, they'll get it paid down or get them to throw in Diaz or somebody valuable.
Well, that's it. John, let's stop right there. To me, this is my opinion. This is all about Edwin Diaz. This is an NBA-like trade. I'm going to take that bad contract, and you're going to give me a valuable asset, right? That valuable asset is Edwin Diaz. Robinson Cano, to me, is a small part of this. This is all about Edwin Diaz if I'm the Mets.
I think you're right. You know, Cano's more of the headliner, but in terms of the team going forward, you get Diaz, a guy who's not even arbitration eligible. You know, relievers can be up and down, but he was one of the three best relievers in baseball last year, arguably the best, although I'd go with Hader, but arguably the best closer. I think they need to get Diaz. And what I'm hearing is Diaz is going to get traded.
In a deal like this, or would they want big prospects back?
I personally think if you're Seattle, and they're a big revenue team, believe it or not, if you're Seattle, you want the prospects back more than the money.
I agree, but hey, and that's the thing. Like Dan O'Dowd, who I like, right? You know, he's a good dude, and we had fun on MLB Network, and I like Dan O'Dowd, but Dan O'Dowd is really ticking me off right now, okay? Number one, I know it's just him making an offer. He made a fake Robbie Cano, Edwin Diaz offer on MLB Network, which is fine. He included two of the best Met prospects, Andrés Giménez and Justin Dunn. Absolutely not. That's ridiculous, okay? That's not happening. Not if you're taking back Robbie Cano's contract. And then he's pushing this trade with the Padres, in which it doesn't even include Fernando Tatis Jr. No, thank you. Joe and I and
right.
Met
well,
fans
Sandy
are not trading
him. Right,
well, not
going to make a trade with Tatis Jr.
Then goodbye.
All right, well, you saw what Garrett Cole got last year, right? So, you know,
what does that mean?
You know, you're not going to get.
What does that mean?
You're not going to get. They didn't.
They don't have to trade him, though. They don't have to trade him.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Mets, they don't have to trade Syndergaard. So they got.
They don't have to. You're right.
So I'm not getting the top guy back for this guy.
It is funny that O'Dowd's fanciful trade, which I said on the air that he has a vivid imagination to come up with this.
Awful imagination. I'm mad at him.
No, it
makes sense.
I mean, there was some sense to it.
Sense
for
them.
People took it on Twitter like it was gospel instead of one guy playing the brain of both GMs, which, you know, other than you, Evan, who absolutely nailed that Nice trade, you know, it's pretty hard to predict a trade.
I'm not predicting a trade. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that as a fan of the team, I am hanging up the phone so quickly on both of them. Number one, as Joe said, the Mets don't have to trade Noah Syndergaard. And if they do trade him, I want major league players.
Yep.
Or else I'm not making the deal.
Yep. Big name major league players.
Right. Well, you know, two of the players in his trade were major league players, Lucchese and Hedges.
Austin Hedges.
They do need a catcher.
Seriously?
Come on.
They would want pitching back. You know, there aren't that many options here, and it's fine if you hold on to Syndergaard. Obviously,
trade
got 3 years
then
to
there's
go.
No trade. Then you know what, John? See ya. We'll keep him.
Yeah, I don't like the other teams I've heard either. San Diego's to me the best chance. I would say, you know, maybe if you want to really hurt San Diego, not to hurt them, but to make a better trade, insist on Urias, the second baseman. I mean, they're not going to trade Tatis, and they're not going to trade Gore. And the Mets really want players that can help now, and that would include Urias, the second baseman. Mets could use second base, center field, catcher, and starting pitcher. That's what they're looking at. And San Diego is the best match because they have a lot of good pitching prospects who are fairly close. And Lucchesi is there, and Paddock, the other guy, is a potential top-of-the-rotation starter. He's probably a year away, though.
I'd say we sign Bryce and keep Syndergaard, and let's move on.
I understand.
You know, I mean, really.
Signing Bryce.
Getting a big-name guy, like Evan said, you know, Chris Bryant, I've said George Springer. If I'm not getting something like that for Syndergaard, then there's not even a discussion. There's not even a discussion.
Well, you could make a good trade if you get three starting pieces.
No. I want a big-time superstar bat in a lineup. That's what I want.
Then there's no deal if
right,
it's not
out there. If it's not that guy, then there's no deal.
Yeah, we're not yelling that.
Well,
these teams have to do it.
You're going to have to make your campaign about Harper instead of Machado.
Well, that's fine. I'll take look.
The Mets are saying Machado is not their kind of guy.
Okay,
yeah, what's funny is Harper hasn't played since the end of September, and Machado played through the World Series to the last out.
What does that mean?
Obviously.
Does that mean something?
And his value has gone down, it seems. And Harper,
well, because he made stupid statements about not hustling and that kind of thing. That's why
his value
went down, because he said dumb things. Am I right? Am I missing something?
His value shouldn't go down.
Of course not. But that's not the problem. If it is, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his statements, they didn't bother me because they were honest. We already saw.
Well, Evan and I didn't think it bothered us.
What he needed to say is, you know what, I made a mistake. That was bad. I've done that in the past. I'm never going to do it again. I've learned my lesson. Something like that, rather than, it's not really my cup of tea to hustle and blah, blah, blah. And then a month later say, I misspoke, or walk it back, or whatever the agent wrote. They just blew the whole thing. I mean, they just made a calculated, or maybe lack of calculation, error. And, it may have cost them. I don't want to say $100 million, as somebody told me. It may have cost him. And
we'll see what he ends up getting. Yeah, we'll see what he ends up getting.
And here's what I predict. He will hustle wherever he goes. I predict this, too, that when Manny Machado is back on the field again, you will see him.
No shot.
You don't think it'd be like Pete Rose hustling?
No.
Just to prove to everybody here, I'm hustling now?
No.
All right.
I'm going to throw it out there. He's in the World Series. This is his job interview for $300 million, and he can't do it. That's when he starts hustling.
No.
More faith in humanity than I have.
That's not necessarily true.
We're talking about baseball. If Madison Bumgarner is truly available, he is like built in a lab, perfect for the Yankees for these two reasons. Number one, he's a lefty, all right? And number two, he has been maybe the greatest postseason pitcher we've ever seen. Are the Giants serious about moving him? And are the Yankees going to be at the top of the line trying to make a deal?
Yeah, I don't think that they know yet. You know, Farhan Zaidi just got there, and he's trying to figure it out. And it's not easy trading a legend, and it may be a little easier because he just got there, and he's not his legend, really. But I think it's tough to do that, and you're not going to get what you guys and fans and everybody think you should get. I mean, let's not forget Chris Sale, that we consider that a haul. There were 3 years left of Chris Sale. He was younger. He had less injuries than Bumgarner at the time, and most importantly, had 3 years to go, not 1 year. And, you know, you got two good, really good prospects back and two other guys. You're going to get one-third of that for Bumgarner. So it's not going to be easy for San Francisco to do it. I'm hearing it's not that likely, and if they do it, it would be more at the deadline, and you have him for the postseason, which is when he really shines anyway, if you do it at the deadline. And, you know, San Francisco will have showed themselves at that point. So I don't think that's an off-season trade. But, you know, anything's possible.
What did you think of the Braves signing Donaldson and McCann? What did you think of that?
Well, McCann, that was easy. I mean, they needed a lefty catcher. He wanted to go back. You know, he didn't go for the extra dollars. He took what they were willing to pay. And he's great for a team. So that's easy. Donaldson is a risk. I mean, he hasn't been healthy the last couple of years now. I think he remade the narrative in Cleveland and got himself the same salary he had a year ago, and he wanted a one-year deal. And, you know, they saved that money because traded Kemp a year earlier. It was 21-5, so they had the 23, and Alex Anthopoulos had him in Toronto. So, logical. I'm not necessarily the biggest Donaldson fan out there, but it certainly enhances the lineup. So, you know, right now, they were the favorite anyway with 90 wins last year, winning that division by 8 games. And now they added to their lineup, and I think they're going for a rotation guy. So I think they're probably going to end up being the favorite, although, you know what, Philly, you know, we'll see what Philly does. And we'll see what Washington does, because they're another team that's on that list and still may sign Harper.
Mm. Yeah, and they're also trying to get on Patrick Corbin. How about Patrick Corbin's market? Because I think we've all assumed he ends up with the Yankees. He grew up as a Yankee fan. I think Ken Rosenthal, one of your colleagues, said he may get 6 years, which is a lot for a starting pitcher, but he is 29. What are you hearing about the market for Corbin and how aggressive the Yankees would be to make sure he comes there?
Well, they want him, no question about it. And they heard his quotes that he told USA Today early in the season. I don't think Arizona loved those quotes, but he was being honest. And he said, I grew up a Yankee fan, you know, in Syracuse. My family's Yankee fans, and the Yankees believe it, and they love that kind of thing. I think that's one of the reasons they like Machado so much, because Machado is, I think, told people that he wants to be Yankee. Didn't do it publicly. I think the Yankees, they feel pretty confident about this for a guy who's got probably 10 teams and 3 or 4 series. Washington, I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves were on him. They want to stop the rotation starter. I don't know. 6 years, that surprised me, but he clearly became the number one choice based on last year. He had a better year last year than Keuchel did, and people like that hard thrower. Although Keuchel's pretty good, too.
Are the Indians still looking for possibly moving Kluber?
Yeah, I think it's more likely they move Bauer. But, yeah, they've talked about Kluber and Carrasco. Bauer is arbitration eligible, so a little bit less cost certainty there. And he's a little bit of a quirky guy. Has not won a Cy Young like Kluber, so I would say more likely Bauer than Kluber. But, they have payroll concerns at $145 million. You know, that's a lot for Cleveland. It doesn't sound like a lot for the Mets, maybe, but it sounds like a lot for Cleveland, $145 million.
Now, I understand this is minor, but I get this because as fans, I'll never forget, Joe and I got very upset when the Mets got rid of Ruben Gotay. We were not happy about that. And
Ruben Gotay.
Turned out to not really matter, but the Yankees decided to trade away Ronald Torres. And Yankee fans love him. They really do. They like him. What's the thing?
Cubs?
They traded him to the Cubs for cash considerations / player to be named later.
Cash considerations is, he had a good year last year.
It always does, man.
Right.
Cash considerations, loved by the Mets.
Yes.
Big fans of
them. Oh,
my God. And the Yankees don't mind it either because they just got it back, but not as much as the Mets. What was the thought behind it? Because, you know, Yankee fans liked him. He's a very useful player, very versatile. The thoughts behind moving on from Torres?
Yeah, being liked doesn't matter much, although I think it's helped Brett Gardner over the years, it seems like. You know, they like him. But I think it's more important to be liked by the front office than to be liked by the fans. Torres, I enjoyed his fist bumps and when Judge would pick him up and carry him like a jockey or whatever he did. I enjoyed that myself, but when we're talking about numbers, analytics, all that stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't walk. Let's cut to the chase. He does not walk, Joe. That's the issue.
Yeah, hey, I understand.
That's the problem.
Yeah, being liked is down on the list, unless you're beloved, like obviously Brett Gardner is.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw a guy at you? I'm curious.
Sure.
All right, because this is from the guy. Remember that you give me credit for Nice for Neil Walker. That wasn't me. It was a buddy of mine, Adam Eaton. Okay, he came up with the trade.
Adam Eaton is your buddy?
Yeah.
There was two Adam Eatons. Neither of them the former ball players.
No. It's his stage name. His real name is not Adam Eaton, but we like to call him that, plus another word that I can't say on the air.
We understand.
All right? He wondered to me during a podcast we did about a month ago, and it's a really good idea, and we had a caller about it yesterday, too. He said, hey, what about Salvador Perez? You know, what about him? The Royals are blowing the whole thing up. You never hear anything about it. So, are the Royals open to moving Salvi?
No chance.
Why?
Mm.
That's one of the loves. They love him. He's an icon there.
Okay.
He helped them to 2 World Series.
All right.
Not trading him.
Okay.
So he's
Sorry.
The one guy, because they got rid of everybody else. Hosmer's gone. Kane's gone.
No, not everybody. They got Gordon.
Gordon stinks, though. See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Stinks is strong, but he's not great. Put it that way. He's not good. How about that?
Yeah. No, he's not going anywhere. And, you know, I don't very often just say flat out, something's not happening.
Very committed to that, and I find that interesting considering I would think they'd be able to fetch back a lot for him, no?
Yeah, and you could save the tape and play it back to me when I'm wrong. So
you're really wrong, except when you're picking Thursday night football games.
Yeah.
Although you did
I'm
win,
not too good in,
you
I'm
did
not
win
too
last
good at football,
week.
Although I do know that Shockey played in the Super Bowl.
For the Saints.
Yeah, he was on the Super Bowl team for the Giants,
but
he didn't play in the postseason.
Right. It was Kevin Boss was the tight end.
That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah. And
you did win with the Saints last week. They covered for you by a point, and you know you got.
I love the Saints.
Tonight again, you like the Saints?
They covered by, half point, right?
One. I think it was 13. But you won.
Okay.
You won. So what's the matter? You covered by one or 30. It doesn't matter. You won.
I thought it was 13 and a half.
Well, whatever. Okay. You won. Now, you know you got the Saints playing again tonight. You realize that, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. And they're playing the Cowboys in Dallas, and they're a 7-point favorite on the road. Your call is?
Oh, man. Dallas has looked pretty good lately.
Three straight wins.
I got to go with my team.
Three straight wins for the Cowboys.
Yeah. How about me? I'm on a roll.
No, I said. That's what I said. I'm saying you're rolling.
I'm going with the Saints. I can't go with the Cowboys. I'm not a Cowboy.
All right, now, here's the other thing I want to ask you. All right? Because your alma mater is playing in the Big Ten Championship game on Saturday, which I'm sure you'll be locked into. Are you going to Indianapolis for the game?
I'm not going to Indianapolis. The only time I've been to Indianapolis once. It seemed like a lovely city, but it was about 30 below.
Okay, we were there many times. But anyway, with that said, they're getting 14 against Ohio State. What do you think?
Yeah, I like us.
All right, so you're going to take the points with the Wildcats.
Yo, I get two picks now. I'm gonna have a chance
but
to go
only
over
because the only reason I'm saying giving you two picks is because your team, your alma mater, is playing in this game Saturday, right? That's the only reason.
The points.
That
I'll
is
take
true.
The points. I mean, I can't bet against my team.
Right? Right. It's got to.
All right.
Yeah. I like. Although Ohio State, they look decent against Michigan.
Yeah, I would say decent would be a good word.
Decent, yes. Michigan, not so decent.
Hey, Northwestern's had a good year. I mean, they're 7-1 in the league. No, they're 7-1 in the Big Ten. They did lose to Akron early in the year, but they have played well in the weaker half of the Big Ten.
Hey, either way, they're 60 minutes
Akron
away from a Big Ten championship.
They are that. Akron, no, I'm saying that. I agree. No, they're a good team.
Akron
they're solid.
Be,
they got a good coach too.
Akron,
Fitzgerald's a good coach.
Yeah, Akron can be tough. I mean, that's quite a sporting legacy there. Isn't LeBron from Akron?
Yeah. Wow.
Some,
well, you are.
Got some good athletes.
He's all over it.
Between Jeremy Shockey
and
LeBron.
John, you are all over it, John.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you think I know very little about football, just test me on basketball.
You've heard of LeBron, right?
LeBron, he's amazing.
John, I'll give you this hint.
Do you know what team he's on now, LeBron?
That's a good one.
LeBron, I know he just changed teams. Yeah,
uh-oh.
Not only do I know what team he's on, if you find the tape, I actually predicted
that
correctly.
Oh,
he
did? He
said that. Yeah,
he said he was going to the Lakers.
I said he would go to the Lakers.
Did you?
That's right. And I
but
tweeted.
But he has a home in L.A. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
I remember when he did it, I tweeted, report, John Heyman claims LeBron James signed with the Lakers. It got like a million reach. People actually took it serious.
And he was
right. You were breaking news.
And you knew.
Well, they know.
Who needs Adrian Wojnarowski, right?
Yeah, right. I'm not an expert in football, but I'm one for one in my NBA.
You know what, John? Let's try this again. Kevin Durant at the end of this summer will sign, or at the end of this spring will sign where?
You know Kevin Durant is.
Knicks.
Wow.
Knicks.
From your lips to God's ears. I'm
Kevin Durant is a New York guy.
Let me tell you right now. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I have friends who have spotted him in Brooklyn hanging out.
Brooklyn?
Well,
wait
oh my
a
God,
second.
Hold on.
Hanging out.
Okay.
Yep.
No, he said Knicks, though. The word was Knicks.
Why did he say Brooklyn?
Because he was hanging out in Brooklyn.
So he's going to hang out in Brooklyn?
Hang out
in
Brooklyn, he's going to go to the Knicks.
Right,
well,
so
if he goes to the Nets, that's good, too.
No,
but,
no not really. But well, it's good for Evan, not for me.
But here's
the deal.
A friend of mine was at the table next to him in a chic place that I wouldn't be seen in, and I probably don't know the name of.
What's that, Rails?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
and,
Brooklyn.
I mean, the guy was the off-season, and the guy's a New York lover.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let me tell you right now. So if Kevin Durant signs with the Knicks, I'm telling you right now, I may build a statue to you outside my house.
You know, let's do the steak dinner, though. We have to do the steak dinner.
I owe you that. Where are you now? You in Florida?
No, I'm at the New Jersey. Sea Caucus, New Jersey.
Oh, you're doing MLB Network. Oh.
I'm doing it. We got to get Evan back here.
No. I mean, he Evan did a tremendous job.
Can you tell our guy?
Who's that guy again? Who's the guy again with the sabermetric geek?
Brian Kenny.
Oh, Kenny, that's right.
Kenny, right. Kenny's good. He's really good, I got to tell you. While I disagree with him on almost everything, he's really good on TV. But in that fourth chair, we have run the gamut from complete duds to absolutely incredible people.
I'll tell you this
and
right now,
I got to say, Evan,
John,
right at the top.
John, if you put me in that chair and my boy, your boy, Dan O'Dowd, puts one of those trade rumors out there, it ain't going to go well, okay? It's going to get ugly
go
between
get
us.
Bro. Was he the one
you
were on with the last
you
time? Was that O'Dowd?
You did not pull any punches.
Yes.
It was O'Dowd, right?
Most of the people who come in, you know, they're a little nervous and they don't want to say anything to offend
John.
Anybody. You offended just about everybody.
John, one thing we do not do. My partner and I is pull punches. We are not punch pullers.
No, it was
absolutely awesome. We had Harrison Bader on yesterday, and he wore a New York jet. So I don't know if that was a hint at something or what. But
say that again.
Who was this?
Harrison Bader was in that chair yesterday, and very nice young man. And he's from Bronxville.
Yeah,
he's a New York. He's a real New Yorker.
There you go.
You know, he's on the Cardinals, but you know what?
So what are you trying to say? He's trying to get to New York, wants to play for the Mets and the Yankees?
No, he's a New Yorker. I mean, there's no question about it. He'd be good for the Mets, I think. I don't know if the Cardinals is going to give him away. But
all right, John, we got to run, but it's always been a pleasure.
John, all the love, John.
Same here, guys.
The great
John. He really is one.
He is.
And he just shows, again, the diversity that he has.
He's got it all, man.
He's just a multifaceted dude.
He can predict it all. He really can. Can
you imagine if Kevin Durant does sign with the Knicks?
No, I don't want to imagine that. But seriously, that
would be unbelievable.
You know what, though? I doubt that the first thing on your mind is going to be John Heyman. You're going to be thinking about a million other things.
No, I will think of John Heyman.
Will you?
For a minute. All right. For a second.
For a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.